What's up, everybody? This is BC. Welcome back to another episode of Supreme Being. It's been a minute, guys, since I've uploaded, probably a month, a little bit more. You know, I've still been doing my thing. If you only exclusively follow me on the podcast, make sure that you also follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and that kind of stuff so you get more of a daily communication. This is just the reestablishing of the podcast. I will continue it. A lot has changed. If you haven't been following me, I just picked up 129 unit exclusive representation on a development deal in Georgia. So I'm excited because now myself and Team BC will be venturing into the development world. I'm super excited because it's the first project of this magnitude that we've done. I'm really looking forward to crushing it with this one and knocking it out of the park, because once I do, this is one of 16 projects that this group of investors and developers are working with. I actually got the opportunity because of my skills, straight up. I met somebody who knew the developer. He was so impressed with me. He said, I got to introduce you to him. And boom, we did a kind of like a group interview. And here we go, right? So I'm super excited for that. And I've been traveling a lot, building my network. I moved recently, right? If you've been watching the videos, you've been seeing I got a cool new background with all the lights and stuff. I invested a lot more into my setup, and that's going to keep improving. But yeah, you know, life is good. Outside of that, and my groups and my communities and my team, you've been seeing a downward spiral, inflation, uncertainty, the NAR lawsuit. I mean, there's a lot going on. And I just kind of wanted to come on, chat with you guys a little bit, give you some insight, and then we'll roll back into the normal scheduled episodes of 2 to 3 times a week. Okay. So let's start with this. I've had a ton of people recently, y'all, hit me up, join my coaching, and really finally step up to get the help that they need. Right. And I want to commend them. I want to salute you to some of the people who have joined recently, who have hit me up, who have joined the Agagi, my new entry level program, my distinguished agent program, right? Because this is the best time and also one of the best decisions you guys could have made. Why? You finally decided to grab the bull by the horns, grab life by the horns, and say that I'm going to step up and give it everything now. And you fully committed. So I totally commend you for that, salute you, applaud you. And I sincerely hope that more people listening to this and following me, or again, whoever it is that you follow, because it could not be me, it could be somebody else, perfectly fine. Get on their stuff, invest in them, do whatever it is you got to do to become the best at what you do. Because that's what we're seeing now. We're seeing mediocrity, being broke, right? Not being skilled. That's the norm. And more people, that 80-20 rule is quickly becoming the 10-90, 595. Like, if you haven't been paying attention, big corporations like BlackRock are buying up a ton of real estate, farmlands being bought up by corporations, right? You look at the failure rate in real estate, the NAR lawsuit, times aren't good. Inflation is up. People are broke. People are very cash tight right now. That's the reality. And we're seeing more and more of that. So when you're not a part of that group and you have investments like me, right? You have money in the bank, you're living a different life. And sooner or later, people are going to have to wake up to that. And then they hit a crossroads. And many people have. They've just chosen the way of most people. I just had somebody recently comment on my YouTube, right? Salute to you, brother, if you're here. He was like, man, I've been slacking. I haven't been watching your stuff. Not because I didn't want to. I've just been slacking. I said, look, bro, that's great that you're back on it now. But again, watching YouTube videos and listening to my podcast isn't enough if you want to be the best. Because this is what we're going into this era, y'all. We've left the era of information and we're going to the era of communication, where people like me and other people who have a voice and who are good communicators, right? We take up the space. We can do what we want. We expand. Suddenly everything we touch turns to gold, and we just happen to have opportunity after opportunity be presented to us. So that's that, right? Number two is, now, if you don't have that mentality, like I'm going to be number one, I'm going to be the best in whatever it is that you do, you have zero chance. Because before, you could be pretty good, above average, even kind of great, and you were fine. But now the barrier to entry is even higher. Look at real estate, right? Not much has changed technically, but right now, if people only work with buyers, and then this whole fiasco with the lawsuit and the buyer agency, like, again, I've been breeding, building, and developing listing agents, first in myself and my team, but then in my coaching students, for almost a decade now. So we're not even playing in that field or worried about it. We're going to make the adjustments that we need to make, but it doesn't affect us. But 99% of people, 95% of people, it's destroying them. I mean, look at people talking right now, the gossip, Facebook, social media. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Even people who have nothing to do with real estate are making fun of the lawsuit and real estate agents. I mean, it's insane. I just got a development deal, like I told you. You think I care about that? No. I'm educating myself on it and making the adjustments I need to make, but it's water under the bridge for me. So is many of the problems in today's world. I feel for the average person and the blue collar worker with inflation and all that, and I want to help them, and I do. That's why I continue to give free content and give people a lot of game. I really do. But it doesn't affect me, though. I'm good. When are you going to put yourself in that position, y'all? It's time, right? And the longer you wait, the less likelihood that it's going to happen. And eventually you hit a point where it's not going to happen at all and you have zero chance. So that mentality of being the best, that's not bad. You need to adopt it in whatever it is that you want to do. But be the best, man. Go after it. Raise your standard. Start doing the things that you need to do, right? A lot of the stuff that I've been talking about for years, it's deemed as cliche or common sense or whatever. Nobody's doing them, though. How is it common sense if nobody does it? I remember I used to get haters back in the day. Well, I mean, everything you say is just common sense. Then how come you're not fucking doing it, bro? How come not everybody is waking up on time, getting it done, eating right? Like, what's going on if it's common sense? Apparently, common sense is not so common, is it, my friend? Right? And I get like passionate and almost angry about this stuff sometimes because you see a lot of people out there, especially in the social media game, talking a lot of shit. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Dude, you're not going to do anything. You keep talking. Show me the results. Me and Team BC, we keep winning and growing. Development deals, moving, buying up more property, right? Growing this, that. I mean, we're everywhere, dude. My real network for my brokerage has exploded. I have 160 people on my network now in a little over a year. That stream of income alone makes me six figures a year plus now. I'm going to get that to a million. And I'm bringing a lot of people with me and encouraging them and helping them grow and building them and making my coaching programs better and collaborating more and doing more events. We just keep growing and expanding. I started a networking event here in Miami. And I have some heavy hitters come into that. I've met developers at that. I've met venture capitalists at that. I've met other entrepreneurs. I hosted that and created it. And I keep growing and expanding and doing more and more and more and more. It's crazy the people I've met here in Miami. It really is. Big real estate figures, big business figures. It's crazy just because of really the skills that I've developed and that I teach people. That's really what it is. It's not because I'm tall or I'm wearing a suit or this. It's because of my skills, my communication skills, flat out. Now, anybody can do it. But when I look around at my results in my life, it makes sense why this stuff is happening and why opportunities just keep presenting themselves to me. Of course. Of course. But I keep putting out this message additionally for that sector of you. It's not going to be everybody who's always been like, man, I want to join BC or I want to do this. What are you waiting for? Now is the time, dude. I keep telling people at least once or twice a week, reach out to me, schedule a call. Let's talk. I can help you if you're willing to be helped and you're willing to step up. I so appreciate the support on YouTube and Instagram and Facebook, especially through all the censorship and nonsense I've been through. I really do. But for you and your betterment, again, for you, you have to go beyond that. The free content, the podcast, the YouTube is cool to an extent. That's a start, y'all. But you got to take it to another level if you really want to do something with your career, your skill set, and your life. That's like step one of maybe 10 or 20 steps. And everybody, most people stop there and think that that's the ticket. So take stock of your life right now. What have you done? What have you really done to grow and stretch? Time invested, money invested, resources gathered, people that you connected with, time put in towards building a skill, all of that. Because if you tell me you put in a lot and then I look at your results over the last 6, 12, 18, 24 months and it's nothing, it's like, dude, well, either you're lying or you're delusional. It's not cool and normal to see other people, especially if you follow them, continue to accelerate while you stagnate. That doesn't make sense. And the people around me, I refuse to let them stagnate. It's not going to happen. You're either not going to be a part of my tribe anymore or shit, buckle up because we're going hyper speed. What do you want to do? Right? So take a look at this, right? In regards to a lot of the bulk of your time spent, what is it being spent on? What is it being spent on? Right? My screen time as a creator of social media is 2 hours or less a day. 2 hours. And I know people who are on their phones 10, 12, 4, like, what are you doing? What are you looking at? Are you reading? Are you building your skills? Remember, when it came to sales early on, I was practicing and role-playing with other people, the sales scenarios, 2 hours a day. Are you doing that? Are you spending an hour in the gym, working out, going for walks? Are you meeting new people every day, even outside of your work? It's one thing to prospect for sales. It's another thing to meet people. Are you putting yourself out there, right? Are you going to Toastmasters to work on your public speaking? Are you doing these things, networking events, all these things that we know we need to do? None of what I'm saying is new. And if it's new, great, write it down and do it ASAP if you're new to me or new to this game. But you got to be doing it, y'all. And sometimes I hate, and I've gone through this with my social media, where like, fuck, man, I'm sick of repeating myself. But then again, there's always new people coming into, and the same people who are here need to have this message beaten over their head, apparently, right? So I need to take my own kind of thought process on it and put it aside and say, what's the best for the audience? And that's how I have to view it. So I will continue to repeat some of these things over and over because they have to. And if it gets through to one or two more people, then it was worth it, because that's what it's for. It's not for me to just talk, right? Especially since I've had my social media destroyed. I don't even make money off social media anymore. I used to make a lot, but since I'm so shunned and I have to build everything back up now, I don't, but I do this to give back to people. And if people listen and they don't apply, then what's the point? Now, I have faith that the vast majority of you who follow me, maybe not the world, but who follow me, you have a good head on your shoulders and you're going to follow and you're going to apply. I have that faith, and that's why I continue to do this stuff, to be that voice of reason, to be the shoulder to cry on and lean on, to guide and say, do this, do that. Hey, wake up on time. Hey, do this. Hey, this is the sales stuff. Hey, this is the real estate stuff. Because I truly believe in people, right? I've always given people the benefit of the doubt. And generally speaking, I think people are good. I don't think people are evil. I really don't. Especially having interacted with so many thousands of people over the years, I think generally speaking, people are good, good natured, right? So I don't want to make this too long. Hit me up if you need me. Stay the course. Stay focused. Don't let the noise and the bullshit around us stop you. And if you need help, hit me up. But understand that what you want to go after and what you want to create is going to take a tremendous amount of effort, dedication, discipline, commitment, and all those other things. And you better buckle up and you better show up every single day. Otherwise, you're not going to have it. All right. So peace out to you guys. I appreciate it. Hit me up. If you're listening to this and you're in North Carolina, check out my profile. I'll be out there on Friday speaking in Raleigh. I think we already have like 20 or 25 people signed up. We got a few spots left. Find it on socials. If not, hit me up and I'll give you the link. All right.